Well, thank you so much for joining us and staying with us here on Rise FM in 60 minutes. You are on Rise FM, Mpumalanga, Mpumalanga's hottest station. Yeah, the pending conversation we're having, it is medical male circumcision right here on Rise FM in 60 minutes. And thank you so much for joining us across the various frequencies here in the province. And if you are in Piet Retief and Umkhondo, you're joining us on 89.0. Thank you so much. And do let us know where are you catching us on frequency spectrum here in the province of Mpumalanga. The number to dial, it is 072-885-7702 in case you have any questions or comments, and you'd also like to share your experience about medical male circumcision. And now joining me as guests here in the studio, as you've had the guest I've had before, that is Sis Hana Mawase, and as well as Sis Tlanyisa, they were from Right to Care. And now I'm joined by the medical male circumcision ambassadors and former clients of Right to Care, that is Marco and as well as Utabi. So, gentlemen, good evening and welcome to Rise FM in 60 minutes.
Siyabonga lithuba mfowethu lo sipha lona emsakadweni iRise FM, sibingelela abalaleli emakhaya kuphi na kuphi la kufinyelela khona umsakado iRise FM.
Marco, don't be nervous, brother.
yeah, I'm good, man.
Are you well?
Yeah. Nami thanda kubonga.
Yeah.
Kusinika lithuba ukuthi sitokhona ukuthi sibe nale conversation.
Sure. Let me start with you, Marco. Having undergone the medical male circumcision, what would you say are the benefits?
Ama benefits but wami lokuthi khona kuvikeleka kuma disease lawa la khona, like cancer, HIV and STIs. Ngiyo nje into ngi benefits ekuyo ukuthi ngizokhona ukuthi ngibe free ukuthi ngathole lama disease.
Yeah. Free from disease. Tabiso, what would you say the benefits for you were?
Oh, okay, mfowethu, ehlangothini lami kokucala nje lengu benefitile kugeza nje ngibe clean, uyabona?
Yeah.
Uma ugezile uba clean. Lokunye lengakungeda kuvikeleka etifweni mhlambe letithathelana ngakwamachaza. Ngiloko kuphela lokumgcoka mfethu. Yeah.
Thabiso, mhlambe soyile kose go circumcise, right? Lo sesi lohlekisana naye wathini la kuwona? Masawubuyile phela kuyo circumcise.
Ayi, wangincoma kakhulu mfethu. Yeah. Wangisupporta kakhulu. Ngahlala naye phansi ngamtshela ngathi no make, ngicabanga ukuthi ngiyo wenda into leso. Ngicabanga ukuthi ngiyo circumcise. And then wangigcugcutela, wangisupporta. And then emva kokuba sengibuyile ku circumciser, wangincoma kakhulu ngeperformance.
Performance.
Yes.
Marco, would you say the same for you? I mean, did you enjoy support from either from any female figure within your circle?
Yeah, but me most especially njengolomakelo sendlini. Bekahlala ang encourage ukuthi kufuneka ukuthi ngiyo circumciser. Vele nje lokhu sengisecumcisile futhi wamanje yonke into hayi seyihamba kahle endlini, sekude tinkinga hayi kuright.
Good evening. Yeah, on Rise FM, Mpumalanga's hottest station, and the pending conversation is medical male circumcision right here on Rise FM in 60 minutes. I'm Alpha Smusas Kosana. You're more than welcome to share your experience as well on 072-885-7702. Speak about experiences, Tabi, so let me bring you in there. Now you've decided that you want to do medical male circumcision, and
yes,
you take the step, you undergo the process, and maybe talk us through the experience on the actual day. How was it?
Mfowethu, mina kokucala ngathola inamba kulomunye wabafowethu engihlala naye ngale ku community yami. Wanginika the inamba, ngavele ngasenda please call, and then bangifonela sa arrange, ngabatshela ukuthi ngihlala kuphi. The next day babuya bangi-arrangela i-transport, bangi-pick-upa, and then saya i-clinic. I-clinic akuzange bafike kwaba into lehluphako nje. Kokuqala safike basihlalisa phasi like erumini, basifundzisa ukuthi yini lekufanele siyilenzele, and then silonza, sisitreat-a kanjani. And then emva kwaloko basibita nga-one-one, and then kwaqala yonke le process, basijova, and then basi-circumcise. Yes.
Marco, was it painful?
Put on my pain we feel after my days. Njengam song we feel after my days where I would see Maragubani ma pain killers.
Yeah.
unathe usoba sharp pain ayikho khona kangaka budwa.
You know, Marco, I've asked Usisana, you know, previously on you know, earlier on the conversation, and I ask her that you know, how soon can one get back to work after having undergone medical male circumcision? And I'd like to know from you, you know, in any of, you know, the work that you do, how soon were you able to go back and perform the same activities as before you undergone the medical male circumcision?
Mina njengamsoko ngithathe about 2 weeks.
Sure.
Yeah, ukuthi ngibuyele emsebenzini, ukuthi ngiyosebenza ngibe sharp. Vele kona if ungathathi lelo ungakhona ukuthi uhlale uclean, uthi clean, uhlale uright, ulandzele lama rules abakutshele wona le clinic. Vele 2 weeks kuba sokhona ukuthi soba sharp. Yeah.
Tabi, so was it also easy for you to return back to work?
Yeah, akuzange kwaba like isikhathi lesithi. Njengoba bekasashilo mfowethu, kufunakala like ukuthi ugeze like regular 3 times a day, silonza siyashesha kuphola lapho. And nami ngisho ukuthi kwangithatha like 14 days. It's 14 to 18 days, almost 2 weeks. Ukuthi ngibuyele like ngibe normal. Akuthatha isikhathi lesithi kuphela nje kufuna ukuthi ulandzelele imigomo lebakutshela yona eclinic. Ugeza silonza sakho like 3 times a day. Ngaleyo ndlela kuyashesha kuphola. Yes.
It is Mpumalanga's most fastest growing radio station, that is Rise FM. Catch us on 072-885-7702. That is our WhatsApp line. You're more than welcome to ring our dial on 013-757-0096. We are more than happy to hear your views into this conversation of medical male circumcision right here on Rise FM, Mpumalanga's hottest station. Now, Tabiso, let me ask you, at what age, what was your age when you decided to undergo medical circumcision?
Mina mfowethu ngisircumcise nyalo sengina 29 years.
29, yeah.
Yes, ngisircumcise nyalo sengina 29 years because bengi solo like ngifuna kuyo circumcise yabona. Kuphela nje bekunale lento yokuthuka ukuthi eish kubhlungu ngoba nemaphensi like batuvele bangikhathe nje bangakangenda ngalutho. Bekunaloko emcondweni wami, so like bekufika isikhathi sokuthi ngi kuvulwe like ema clinic ukuthi sekuya circumcise, ngibe nalokhu postpone ngithi ayi ngilobuye ngende because benginalo ukuthuka emcondweni yabona like ukuthi kubhlungu, so yeah, ngiloko nje.
And you, Marco?
Hey, nami ngiyimanje ngina 29 years.
29 is the magic age.
So yeah, ngiyanga na 29 years. Problem nami same ukuthi ngile ngabhalisa before ePinari ukuthi bathi ngidoyelikazi. So kwasuka kwavela inkinga kulomuntu bengihlala kuyo washiya emhlabeni. Seyagcina sengirelocate ngiya eSterkspruit ngiyohlala khona. So angizange vele ukuthi ngigcine ngithole ichance ngala msebenzi. Ya ngithi vele nami mina bengifuna vele emandleni because ngikuthola la landlini kusiphe ndoda.
Yeah. So you're saying, yeah. I mean, you also got some of the pressure from home to say, you know, go.
Yeah.
You know, didn't that maybe somehow, you know, bruise your ego to say, why does she talk about these things, you know? Or you were somewhat encouraged to say, no, let me just adhere to what she's saying and let me just go.
Sometimes njenga ngabekisa njenga makwami, so makwami mvenda. So kule tradition yabo.
Sure.
Baya vele fika isikhathi ukuthi madoda
they must undergo medical circumcision.
So nami ahlala ngitshela ukuthi kufuneka ukuthi kube nje plus nasendlini lesa sikhathi lesa. Ngisenga circumcise vele bokune different lekhulu kakhulu vele mara nyalo hayi siyadlaliseke.
I'm hearing you and you're very loud and clear on Rise FM in 60 minutes. In case you just joined us, I'm hanging out with Tabiso and as well as Marco. They're sharing their experiences and they are medical male circumcision ambassadors of Right to Care, and they are former clients of Right to Care. You know, they're helping us understand their experience as to, you know, how was it when they first went a medical male circumcision, and you're more than welcome to share your experience as well, and do tell us, you know, which medical facility did you go to and how was it, how was that first experience, how did you come about making that decision. We'd like to hear that from you. You know, Tabiso, You know, Marco mentioned something about his family's background, is that, you know, his mom is, you know, of the vendor culture. Mm. You know, maybe talk to me about, you know, your tradition and you know, a lot of guys would say, you know, I've underwent, you know, initiation, and why then do I need to go for a medical male circumcision? You know, what brought you to that decision to say, you know what, I want to undergo medical male, you know, circumcision instead of going into initiation?
Mina mfowethu ngasho nje kuqala emlomo ukuthi akukho lokuphathelana nemasiko lokwangenda ukuthi ngize ngiyo circumcise. Kwafika nje enhlitweni yami ukuthi like no, this thing into lekufanele ukuthi ngiyende because you benefit mine like ne partner yami. So kude lokuphathelana nemasiko lokungwangiphusha kuze ukuthi ngiyo circumcise. Kwavele kwafika nje kimi. Yes.
Would you say the same with you, Marco? Is the same with you, Marco?
Sometimes njo bangshite before kuti namage wangchela. Futhi naza tabi soloka kuluma yagi na something le ifige angondwe. Kuti kunebangani bayile bo circumcised.
Yeah.
When I was circumcised, angwe bo.
Yeah.
Se nabacocela indlela wena sobona ngathi uvaleke ngaphandle into etfana leta usabi free ugcina ukukhuluma manga ukhuluma into leti lo ngadathi bagcina babona sebakhwebala bathi ah uyambona yiba lapho vele ukuthi nayo lento vele nambe ngifuna nako nebangani mara nyalo senginayo le courage ukuthi nabakhuluma nami ngiyakhona ukuthi khulume ngayo ngoba into lebalekile for kithi thina emadoda sonke phela kungukude umuntu ukuthi angasaba akusabisi ku right konke
Thabiso, to what extent would you say it's important for us to openly talk about medical male circumcision, you know, to our friends, you know male counterparts and you know any person that we interact with in society and just freely converse about, you know, the importance of one having to go under medical male circumcision?
Kubalulekile kakhulu mfowethu ukuthi like simajita noma simadoda emangweni sikhulume ngokusecumcise because kusecumcise like kunema benefit lamaningi kakhulu njengoba bese ngiwabalile lamanye akhona ema benefit like kuvikeleka edifweni letsathelana ngamachaza yebo ngiko lokubalulekile kakhulu lokho ukuthi mathuba ukuthi usululeke mhlambe ngeligciwane le HIV and AIDS aba mancane kakhulu nangabe usokile. Yes.
Then Marco, then how do we then play our part, you know, as men that have undergone medical male circumcision to say, oh, you haven't gone, you know, go, but without also somewhat making them feeling inferior, mhlawumbe sibagcekele phansi. Then how do we undergo that process?
Just sometimes now hleti nabo uyabona afuna ukuthi na ucoca nabo uba convince ukuthi kuvele kufuneka ukuthi lokhu nawe indoda ukhona ukuthi ukwenda ngoba sometimes ugcina sothola sohamba ukuthi indzawo uyabona nje ngelusha thina inyalo sifika ukuthi indzawo lethi ngase right imatshwaleni sifika siyanatha phana na uzange wa circumcise and seku easy for wena ukuthi ugcina uthole ukwe ma disease lapha nekufana ukuthi tinde tfana leto.
Yeah, no, I'm hearing you Thabi. So you know, I'd like to get your view, right?
Okay.
A lot of people are saying, no, you need to undergo medical, you know, circumcision around, you know, the winter season and not summer because the healing process is different. It takes longer to heal in summer. What would be your view in that conversation?
Benginalo umqondo namphambilini ukuthi uma usecumcise esikhatsini sasebusika kuphangise kuphole and then ngahlala phansi ngafundziswa mangifika lapha eclinic kuthi like no. Sikhathi sokuthi ungasecumcise at any time. Asikho isikhathi lesibekiwe mhlambe ukuthi ungaya kusecumcise ehlobo noma ebusika. Nambe nginaloko ukuthi uma uyosecumcise ehlobo like kuyaphangisa kuphola. So ngafika lapha ekliniki ngahlala phansi ngafundziswa ukuthi kusecumcise like ngasecumcise nanoma ngabe ngisiphi isikhathi. Tikhathi tiyafana kuphela nje kufanele ukuthi ngide ekliniki ngitosecumcise, that's it.
Marco?
Yeah, ayi Thabiso uyibekile yona ubeka ngendlela khona vele kude ukuthi ungakhetha ukuthi summer or winter ungayenda noma kungiphi season and futhi kuyangawa ukuthi wena maybe njenge winter bathi usheshe uphole summer lendo yafana just ukuthi wena usuka treata njani, ugeza njani. Mm. Ya, kuba cleanliness ngiloku balekile kuphela ukuthi osheshe uhile. Ya, ngiloku. Njoba kubeki naphi clinic befike basibekusene ma pamphlet abakunika yona uyayifunza. Ukutshela everything. Mm. Yeah.
Marco, talk to me about you know, your healing process. You know, what are, like bowenda nguze mhlambe uthole ungeva buhlungu kakhulu, you know, as you know, having undergone, you know, medical male circumcision now, so sekhaya, yini lobo yenda ukuthi mhlambe ungathula usebuhlungwini kakhulu. Yeah, khuluma nathi nje ngokuthi wena yini bokwena.
Okay, I mean into le bengiyenda bengihlala indoors ngasonke isikhathi, ngaphuma phumi. And loku futhi more lokubaleka kakhulu lokuthi bengihlala vele ngigeze ekseni emini zambama ngihlala ngingaphumi ngishayelwe moya ngihlala ngimixane nebantu bengihlala ngitikhele just for ukuthi into ohlala ngiright vele ngasonke isikhathi lokubalekile ukuthi ufune uhlale in one place utokhona ku manager ngoba sometimes utosuku uhamba hambe na uhamba ugcine sewuthola sewutilimata so ufune uhlale vele endzawonye ukukhona ku manager les le
lobhlungu
ya lobhlungu kwa kuhlale u right ya ilapho
tabi so wena what were some of your antidotes mhlambe bo sitshela ukuthi bo wendani ukuthi ungathola sebhlungu engakukhulu
mfowethu kugeza uyabona uma ugeza like 3 times a day ekseni emini zambama siyashesha lesilonza kuphola nangabe mhlambe uvade inhlungu noma ama pain uthatha lama painkillers laba kunike wona uyanatha and then tinhlungu tiyeda lokubalekile lokubalekile kakhulu kuwasha lesilonza like ekseni emini zambama ngaleyo ndlela siyashesha kuphola. Yeah.
You're on Rise FM. It's Mpumalanga Zishe. The Benin conversation we're having here on Rise FM in 60 minutes is medical male circumcision. And I'm talking to Tabiso and as well as Marco, who are the medical male circumcision ambassadors at Right to Care. They're talking to us about their experience having undergone medical male circumcision. And they are sharing, you know, some insightful knowledge around, you know, their experiences, saying that there is no season one needs to undergo medical male circumcision. Every time is their time. And they also mentioned the fact that, you know, it comes with benefits, not only, you know, medical benefits such as, you know, lower risk of STIs, HIV, and, you know, also passing, you know, cancer, either on male or female. Then, you know, they're saying that, you know, look, the woman at home does say that it is beneficiary, and you know, it's quite important that we should also, you know, take their, you know, their experience and also propel ourselves to go, you know, for medical male circumcision. Tabi, so, you know, how would you then encourage someone who has been contemplating about going, you know, through medical male circumcision? Someone is saying, ah, no, man, you know, I don't want to do this thing. I'm right like this. You know, I'm old now. You know, particularly old people, because, you know, they are afraid of going to, you know, medical facilities and undergo this process because they, you know, they're afraid of being charged that what were you doing in your younger years, you know. Talk to us around, you know, how do we handle such a conversation?
Mfethu mina ngasho ukugcwala emlomo kubantu abangakasuki ukuthi kubalekile ukuthi basukume bahambe bayosoka eclinic. Akuthatha isikhathi akukude tinhlungu letikhona. Njengoba besengishilo namphambilini ukuthi benginake emcondweni ukuthi batovele bangingenela nje ngesigero bonesi bangijube cha. Kubalekile ukuthi bantu emphakathini bahambe bayosoka ngaleyo ndlela ba reduce like ma risk ukuthi basuleleke ngetifo letithathelana ngokwamagcasa. So ngakugcugcutela kakhulu kumajita emphakathini ukuthi akathathe lesincumo sokuyosoka, akusebuhlungu eclinic kumahhala. Bayakusoka bakunike ama painkillers, nofike ekhawuthatha ama painkillers akho washa silonza like ngendlela labakutshele ngayo futhi kuyaphangisa nokuphola.
Marco, sibatshela njani, you know, abobabela abadzala ke ukuthi umdzala lo babe mara akaka undergo this medical male circumcision to say timer, you know, this thing is beneficial, you know, not only, you know, sexually but also it is beneficial health wise because you are, you know, lowering your risk of STIs and HIV.
Ya ngiyabonga futhi. Mina nje njengoba usho lento njengebantu labadzala ukuthi akazange waye lapho. Angasabi ukuthi mntwana kumbe bantu batomhleka bathini. njanjanyana ukuthi akazange waya tinde tfana leta kude kusaba for kuloko ngoba benefita wena ekugcineni akubenefiti lomnye umuntu kuta kuwe and now utotbona ukuthi utophila impilo le right sometimes ukona vele kude umuntu langaba nemahloni ukuthi mina ngidosaba tinde tfana leta Yeah, funa sithathe sinqoma umuntu yonke i-decision isuka kuwe ngaphakathi ungabuki umuntu ukuthi utothini kusasa for into etfana leto abantu abadzala nabo sicela ukuthi basukume yeah kube kahle bahambe bayo circumcise kude emahlweni ukuthi kwebantwana kwebantu abadzala ya wonke umuntu lo indvodza ukuthi kufuna ukuthi ayiende
Tabi, so looking at the decisions that you have taken in life, would you consider this decision as one of the best decisions ever you have taken?
Yeah, hey, mfowethu, sinqumo lesikhulu kakhulu lesilengisendile ngokuhamba kuyosoka. Ngingasho nje ukuthi kungincedile nami kakhulu kanjalo nemlingani wami ngoba tinto like atisafani nakucala. So like noma nje ngigezile ngigeza like ngibe clean. So sinqumo lesibaluleke kakhulu engisithethe kuhamba kuyosoka so ngingagcugcutela nakubantu emphakathini majida nje ukuthi kwangathi nawo angathatha sinqumo lesifana nalesi lengisithethe ahambe aye eklinikhi ayocela lisido basoke kube right yonke into
Marco let me give you the last part of the conversation what would you say as your parting shot so vala usho nje ukuthi yini ongathanda ukukudlulisa
mina ngathatha ukungidlulisa cela ukuthi wonke umuntu wesilisa budu wami asithathe sinqumo lesithine sisithethe hayi ukuthi uyendela for this thing for fun just uyendela for health yakhe ukuthi ahlale a right atokhona kuba ne freedom ngoba sometimes kuyafika ukuthi usabe kugeza phambi kwemlingani wakho ngoba awuzange wasecircumcise sometimes nadifuna ukuthi kufika nzambama ugcina sothola ukhumula kubahla bo etungubeni akusirayi no yeah so ngicela ukuthi basithathe lesinqumo sinqumo lesirad for kids sonke madoda ukuthi umuntu asecircumcise budwa yeah
gents I really really appreciate you having come on this evening to talk to us about your experiences of medical male circumcision Tabiso Marco my brother I really appreciate you and thank you so much for kushiya le nsalelo kithi laba bangaka circumcise ukuthi nathi nje sibe ingcenye yenu see life from the other side I really applaud you my brothers
okay sharp
put some
that is Tabiso and as well as Marco who are also medical male circumcision ambassadors for Right to Care talking to us here on Rise FM in 60 minutes about the experiences of having gone under medical male circumcision and Mpumalanga I'd like to also hear your views on 072-885-7702 and if you are more than I suppose you're more than welcome to ring our dial on 013-757-0096 and do let us know how was your experience and what are some of the reservations because this evening we have expect to put some of those reservations at ease and help you have informed decisions before you undergo medical male circumcision. We'll be right back with more in this conversation. You are on Rise FM in 60 minutes.